Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Some of these headlines I got today. All right, so first up, I'm telling you what, this is scary. If I lived in Florida, and I love you, Florida, I love vacationing in you, I love your food, I love going down there 30A, I like going, I mean, the whole, every part of it, no matter what part of it is all beautiful. Your all's water is, it's terrifying because of the stuff that's in it. In your sewers, municipal employees were doing a routine inspection. Routine inspection. Oh, we got to go look at this pipe. It's underneath this Florida road. Let's send a little camera down there just to see. Oh my gosh, there's a gator sitting in the pipe like a people. He's sitting there like a people. Look at him. Juan's got it. They were looking, it's this concrete pipe, and they were looking to see like what, you know, the structure, et cetera, et cetera, you know, as skilled workers would do. And they lowered this camera down there and they saw a gator. It legit looks like he's sitting up.
It does.
I can't even say the city's name, but they posted a photo to Facebook showing the image of the gator. And they used this remote controlled camera to check the pipe. You know, they were looking for cracks and leaks and things like that. Oh, but then there's more. They also had video of him later walking around. The pipes were fine. But he's just walking around. See, he's look at him with these, just sitting like a people. Just sitting there chilling in the pipe. Can you imagine? Now, that's a sewage pipe. I don't know. Like, is he going to come up in somebody's toilet? I don't know. I'm just saying. They also kind of want to chill with you at your house, too. Not this particular gator, but one of his friends. Another alligator. Not the one that we had last week that knocked on someone's door. This is a new gator knocking on someone's door. Come and knock on my door. He got stuck in a folding chair. He needed some helps. Lee County Sheriff's Office posted a video to social media. A gator was visiting front porches in Tortuga, and their deputies had to come because he got his head stuck in a folding chair. And as he approached the front door, he had the chair on his head, and it was hitting the door. It was almost like he was signaling for help. So clearly the homeowner did not try to do it themselves. They called the professionals to come and help. With All Family Pharmacy, convenience is everything. And they make it so simple. It's fast shipping, no hassle, no gatekeepers. You can order from the comfort of home and let All Family Pharmacy deliver right to your door. So take control with up to a 1-year supply of essential medicines like blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes treatments. No insurance, not an issue. All Family Pharmacy has you covered. No more monthly refills, no more lines, no more surprise pharmacy trips. And everything is made right here in the US of A. So you can rest easy knowing that your medications meet high standards for quality and safety. Nothing's outsourced, just reliable American-made medicines. And they provide ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and so much more. The very medications, you know, that the system tried to keep from you. And you can even get your everyday maintenance meds too. They make it simple. Fast shipping, no hassles, no gatekeepers. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana now and use code DANA10 for 10% off. Be prepared, stay in control, because they're not looking out for you. All Family pharmacy.com/Dana, code Dana10.
Hamas releases its last American hostage just hours before Trump's trip to the Middle East. Lefties in the media now insist they didn't hide Joe Biden's decline, it was their sources who lied. And Homeland Security is investigating whether Los Angeles County gave our Social Security benefits to illegals. I'm Greg Corumbus, inviting you to join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
What grown man do you know goes out and arranges words on the beach with shells? Like a dippy influencer? Can you guys know that? Who does that? Nobody. Kane, would you do that if you're going to walk on the beach and you're going to be like, I'm going to spell some things out with shells and take a photo for my Insta?
No.
You're not going to do that?
Is he claiming that he actually arranged it? Or is he saying that
he did? Are you kidding me? No one. He's not walking on the beach and then like walking across this thing. He did it. Come on. So
I agree with you.
He responded later. He goes, quote, I posted earlier a picture of some shells I saw today on a beach walk, which I assumed were a political message. I didn't realize some folks associate those numbers. Now I'm going to come back to that sentence with violence. It never occurred to me, but I oppose violence of any kind. So I took the post down. Okay. So again, I worked as a server. I worked in a hula hands throughout college, and it means to kill a menu item, like to kill it. Like I remember one time potato soup was our big thing and we ran out of potato soup and we had 86th potato soup. Kill it off the menu. You take it out. You take it out of consideration. You cease its being, so to speak. That's what it means. In fact, the lore is that, what is it? 8 by 6, that's the dimensions of a grave. And that's why it's called 86. That's one of the lore I heard, some of the lore I heard. But we all knew that it meant to kill it, right? Oh, 86 it. You got to kill it. It's not just, and it's also used in, you know, you can use it in discussion of felonious criminal scheming when you're talking about killing somebody, right? You are seriously, I don't believe it for a second, but it's asinine to think that the top cop in the land, he ran the FBI, didn't know what that meant. Shut up. Yes, he did. That's so stupid. He thought he was being cutesy, right? And then he's like, I didn't realize those numbers, associate those numbers. Like, it's 47 is not the problem. It's the number in front of it and what that is instructing. Let me remind everybody. Twice now, people have tried to assassinate a sitting president in the past 8 years in this country, past 6 years in this country. 4 years in this country, three, two, just really in the past like year. They've tried assassinating 2 times sitting president of the United States. One guy came damn near close to it. And the left brushed it off. In 2022, a leftist tried assassinating Justice Kavanaugh days after Chuck Schumer stood on the steps of the Supreme Court building and threatened. His words were, quote, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you. And he said him by name, quote, Justice Kavanaugh. He was in a fury over Roe v. Wade's defeat. And just a few years before that, a Bernie Sanders campaign volunteer tried assassinating a ball field full of congressional members. And the only reason that we didn't have a bunch of dead Congress members is because Steve Scalise is in House leadership and he had armed security with him. Now, a lot of the guys, they own guns and they shoot regularly and they hunt, but they weren't allowed to carry. They were disarmed. If Steve Scalise had not been there, there would have been dead lawmakers. Absolutely. Steve Scalise was almost killed. So when is the left going to stop resorting to violence and excusing violence as a substitute for reasoned debate? Kash Patel said they were aware of it and they're in communication with the Secret Service. Primary jurisdiction, he says, is with the Secret Service on these matters. We're going to provide necessary support. I had other people say, well, Dana, do you know that there's 8646 t-shirts on Amazon? Oh, did Kash Patel do it? I apologize for people who had notifications on last night. I was a smart ass last night. I really was. I was editing a couple of things and I was already tired and my eyes were really dry and I'm looking at my monitor and I just was being mean. I really was. I wasn't mad. I was just being mean to people. And I had people say, oh, well, look on Amazon. These t-shirts on Amazon, it says $86.47. Oh, did Cash Patel write those and sell them? I didn't know Cash Patel had storefronts. So wait, you're trying to equivocate randos selling stupid shirts on Amazon that literally nobody knew existed until somebody tried to go and cherry pick something to justify a former FBI director actually intimating, assassinating the president of the United States? Really? Seriously? Come on. I don't buy it. Some people were saying, oh, look at some of these other conservatives who did this, or people, not conservatives, but, you know, Republican, moderate Republicans who had said this before. Again, I don't like anybody saying it, but how is that the same as the director of the FBI? If you show me that Cash Patel had ever done 86.46 or anything like that, fine. Oh my gosh, you got us. But he didn't. Oh, but Cash Patel reposted a video where he was chopping off political opponents' heads. It was someone else made the video, and it was the dumbest AI I've ever seen. Actually, it was like one of those videos where it's like somebody's face superimposed on something, and they're cutting a log, and the end of the log that's coming off are like heads of like different leftist commentators and lawmakers. I don't like that either. And I say that as somebody that the anti-gun lobby made fetish assassination videos of. I literally had like gun control groups reposting videos, AI videos of me being murdered. So yeah, nobody likes that. But was it the FBI director that made it? You morons. No, it wasn't. So stop with this nonsense equivocation. I get it. You guys have a bloodlust. You love dead Republicans. You love killing people as a substitute for reason discourse. I get it. But that doesn't mean your arguments have to be as stupid too. I'm just tired of this stuff. I mean, leftists are, you people are turning into, it's an insult to barbarians. It's moronic. These are the same people that lost their minds on me when I said I was fisking the New York Times. Oh my gosh. The New York Times put out an editorial condemning my violent language. I had everybody from like Daily Beast to Rolling Stone, New York Times. Oh my gosh, so violent. No, these are your rules, guys. This was the FBI director who posted this. This wasn't some rando with a storefront on Amazon. It wasn't a meme account on social media. It was the literal top cop in the land. And I think it's the height of bizarre that this, doesn't it scare you that someone who is that petty, who does this kind of stuff, was ever had that much power? It's the folks over at Kel-Tec, the Generation 3 sub 2K. It's a fold and half rifle, and now available in 10 millimeter folds in half, optics stay in place, and it deploys just as quickly as well, zeroed and ready. Innovation with a twist, and you just twist that rotating forend, folds down to 16.5 inches for easy storage and transport. And it just as quickly deploys as well. Takes Glock mags. So you got a lot of capacity for whatever shooting needs you have. You can even get a drum, 50-round drum also. You got rails up top for accessories. Integrated M-Lock, 5-pound trigger pull, internal buffer for softer recoil. I mean, it's ideal for legit everything. Put it in your backpack, go camping, church security, or just shooting fun, whatever it is. It's awesome, and it's the new Sub 2K Gen 3 made by Kel-Tec, all-American company. Everything from the parts, labor, all right here in the U.S. of A. They stand behind everything they make. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, apparently, police in New Hampshire are investigating the theft of a trail camera that reviewed, they saw footage that identified a bear that stole it. A bear apparently stole the camera, clawed it off a tree, and another bear watched from a short distance away. They got the report of a camera theft, police did, and they said that it was very suspicious. They were kind of joking about it, but I've never seen where a bear could just steal a trail cam, but okay. Fancy snake. Reptile wranglers find a weird diamondback rattlesnake in Arizona. They shared a photo of the snake that they came across in the backyard of a Scottsdale home. These trappers called Rattlesnake Solutions, they posted photos to social media showing what appears to be a Western Diamondback rattlesnake that has a leopard-like color pattern. They said that the only normal thing about it was that the snake's bright white tail base had black spots, and that was it. So normally they have diamond-shaped patterns on their bodies, but this one said that it was a very weird pattern. Apparently, why are people even paying for a subscription for Netflix anyway? Netflix is going to start showing generative AI ads midway through their streams beginning next year. And they said that they're testing the amount and types of ads that they're willing to try to see what subscribers are willing to endure. And they said that it's for lower prices, but I mean, they're not lowering the prices, they're keeping them the same. So they said that they've created interactive mid-roll ads and pause ads that incorporate it, and that they can start seeing these ads in 2026. And I guess it's what, going to be in the middle of the show, I guess is what it is. The president of advertising at Netflix said they're going to be mid-roll ads.
I hated that when Amazon did that. Remember when Prime started doing that? God, I hated
they launched that. Their ad subscription tier in November of 22, and they have 300 total million subscribers. They got 94 million subscribers to the ad tier. So what's the point of paying for it if you're still going to have, that's just so stupid and shady. I think it's so lame. You know, I don't know. Depends on how many ads. Because if I have to start watching a ton of ads, I guarantee you I'm not going to, you know, if people are paying for it, I don't think you should be throwing ads in their face. It's not like radio where the sponsors that you hear pay for everything. That's what that is. So Washington Examiner says that clean energy is dead in the House. They were trying to incentivize and use tax incentives, essentially, to help grow nuclear power. But that's one of the things that apparently is on the cutting room floor for the sweeping fiscal overhaul. And I mean, I don't know. You can't. They're still going to consider funding Planned Parenthood with this. I don't know. Apparently, let's see. I don't know. It's a deer that was in a drain. Okay. A new pope got his own trading card, and it already outsold one of the most popular basketball players of all time. That actually is interesting. I didn't know that you could do a pope card, but apparently you can. It's Topps. They put together a trading card for Pope Leo ahead of his inauguration later this month. They said it's already breaking records, and it's now the best-selling non-sports Topps card. It outsold Lionel Messi, LeBron James, and John Cena. And of course, it's already being scalped. People are paying $195 and up just for the alternative art. That's crazy. That's $200 for a Pope card. And it even beat out Lionel Messi and LeBron James. That's insane. That's I've never heard of anything like that before, but okay, maybe, you know, Kane, we need to get into the baseball card business. Yeah, we are doing life wrong.
And discrimination against Black people. We are in a moment of anti-Blackness on steroids, and we refuse to be silent. We will not back down in our pursuit of racial justice. The antidote to anti-Blackness is to be pro-Black, and we will do it unapologetically. The United States government owes us a debt, and we need reparations.
Now!
I didn't know it was a call and answer session. Welcome back. Dana Lash with you at the bottom of this third hour. That is Ayanna Pressley, who's talking about reparations. Man, Democrats are just, they just keep putting out bangers, right? They just keep putting out bangers. I'm all for them doing this. Do it. Try it. FAFO. I'm all about it. Democrats introduced a federal resolution once again for reparations. I've got a lot of questions about this. So Summer Lee out of Pennsylvania led it. It was first introduced back in 23 by Cori Bush. Now, don't you criticize that woman, because she's got a man who says he's a wizard, right? It was her bodyguard who says he's a wizard and he can literally bring a plague upon you. I don't know. That's like that came out. She was paying him campaign money. I don't know. Anyway, they said that in this press conference, Presley says she wants restitution and justice and reparations. And I don't even know what that exactly means. I'm so tired of hearing off of the stolen labor, stolen land, et cetera, et cetera. Can I just note that every nation on earth, without exception, has engaged in the practice of slavery, and it wasn't just black citizens that were enslaved either. I mean, by and large, it's a horrible thing. It goes without saying. But it wasn't reserved also for just one group of people or another. So my question is, how does this work? So people who were never slaves want money from people who never owned them. Okay. That still doesn't make any sense to me. How did and so like Cain, I'm gonna use Cain as an example. Sorry, Cain. I just want to use you as an example.
All right.
So you're, and we'll just put it bluntly, so Cain is half Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
So your family wasn't even here. Half of you, they weren't even here when all that happened. So do you only pay 50% reparations? Like, how does that work?
That's a great question.
Juan's family's from Puerto Rico. How does that work?
Is there no, like,
Juan's
system?
Juan wasn't even here. Yeah. He's got to pay reparations.
So we got to consider that. Plus, is there a system considering your family's history? Like, what?
Yeah, so my family predominantly are Irish, which explains so much, and American Indian. So when we look back through our family records, we were on the Dawes roll. So my ancestors were forcibly removed on the trail of genocide by Democrats to go to Oklahoma and elsewhere. Excuse me. So how does that work? So when my other ancestors, when they came over a way long time ago, I mean, the Irish were enslaved and they were treated horrifically. So how does that work? Is there like a grading scale? I think when you're also demanding that you and only you deserve recognition for past offenses, you're also diminishing and attempting to disqualify everything else that everybody else is. It's the human story. The human story is, you know, because humans have the free will to choose evil and good. And part of the human story is, you know, immoral activities such as this. Part of the human story is entire tribes in Africa that would conquer other tribes and they would literally sell them into slavery. I don't know where people thought that, you know, they were going when they were over there in the Ivory Coast and they were sending people through that famous doorway and trekking across the Atlantic to the New World and selling people to plantations. But I mean, it wasn't just a bunch of Englishmen over there that were selling people and they were working. In fact, what was the one movie that was made and it was on Netflix and it got a lot of pushback even from black historians because they were glamorizing one of the biggest tribes in Africa that was prolific in the slave trade. They made a lot of cash trading other enemy tribes. They would war and they would capture and they would sell. So what, I mean, so if you descended from that tribe, and are you then partly responsible for reparations, for paying reparations too? Like, how does that work? That's how stupid this is.
Let's remember where the word slave came from. It didn't come from some African descent. It came from the Slavic countries. And they were actually white people who were slaves first, which is why the word slave was even what it is.
Well, what it says too is that, oh, it's okay in every instance but this. I don't think it's okay in any instance. But this is, you know, the history that we have. I mean, one of the things with history is we look back at what, you know, the people who came before us did. And if we don't like what they did, we say we're not going to repeat that. That's the unfortunate aspect of it. But to demand that someone who wasn't involved be responsible for paying you is a lazy way to redistribute wealth. And the sad thing is you're diminishing actual immoral activity by using it as a veneer for greed. And that's the truth of it. If like Arianna Pressley and others calling for reparations want to get really mad, be pissed off at Democrats that perpetuated this. It was Democrats who did the trail of genocide, and it was Democrats who fought to keep people enslaved. That is the truth of the matter. They fought for this. And their policies after continued to fight for it. the destruction of the black community through community, to, through urban planning, the likes of which happened under, you had under FDR and others. I mean, go back and look what happened. Like when they were building roads and highways, this was Democrat central planning. There's entire books on this. I have two in my library. That was Democrat central planning. And it was designed to divide and control. I've never understood how people can support the party that historically fought to diminish them at every turn. The abolitionists were Republicans. The people who wanted women to be able to not have to go to the poorhouse when their husbands passed away, to be able to inherit the farms that they worked on alongside of their husbands and families, those were Republicans that fought for women to be able to do that. It was Republicans that fought for women to be able to cast a vote as an equal citizen of this nation. And it was Democrats that opposed it at every step, that ideology. I hate breaking everything down to just Republican or Democrat, but it is that ideology that is still so pervasive today. I mean, think about the policies, and it's even creeping over in conservative spheres. This is one of the reasons I get enraged when I hear about people trying to expand welfare programs like paying women to have babies. They are a continuation of the same policy that chipped away at the nuclear family unit over the past several generations. And they're trying to doll it up as a conservative proposal. It's asinine. Who is the party of higher taxation that makes it to where a family has to send both parents out of the home to work? Exactly. This is my point. I mean, if Democrats want reparations, maybe they should ask themselves to pay themselves then for diminishing and dehumanizing themselves. And furthermore, I want my reparations. Yep. My ancestors were forcibly removed, apparently by Elizabeth Warren's ancestors back in the day. So what do I get out of that? I would like to know. My family was dirt poor. And my family came from a tribe that actually was pretty independently wealthy in Georgia back in the day. And they had everything confiscated and seized from them, and they were sent on the trail of genocide. We're on the roll books. We're listed. My ancestors are listed on the trail, and they got their numbers. So I'm just curious. What do my ancestors get from that? Like, where does that come? What about the tribes that were relocated through that trail of genocide? They can't even own their own land on Indian reservations. Do you know that? Democrats have fought against that forever. If you're on a res, you can't even own your own land. The government owns it. It's actually not, I think about it, it's actually not that much different from property taxes. You never really own your own land, but you really can't even have it in your name on a res. So that's, you know, why? Why did they do that? Why did the government do that and disallow them to own property? Big question. So if they're going to talk about reparations, they need to take it to their party and say, you owe us this because this is what you fomented throughout history. It is evil to demand that someone else carry the penalty for another person's sin. God doesn't even do that. God doesn't pass on original sin. It's a myth that he does, and it's scripturally incorrect to assert otherwise. He doesn't do that. You're not responsible for the sins of your father. And again, if people want to argue that you are, tell me, explain to me Jesus's lineage again. It's divisive and it's hateful and it's racist. They're just racist is all it is. Lorraine notes that the Irish quarter and her German half of her family didn't get here until after it was over and they were dirt poor. So what about those? And what about black slave owners? There were some Native American Indian slave owners. What about them? Here's the other thing. What about people like my husband's family who came over here in the 1800s from Germany? And there was a book written about his grandfather, Gustavus Lash. He was taken as a prisoner of war and he was in Andersonville, the worst POW camp in the country. And I can't remember how many of them walked out. They had a ton of them in there. And to feed them, they would drive a live ox into the yard. and the prisoners would have to tear at it with their bare hands and teeth if they wanted to eat. Most of them died, and my husband's grandfather was one of the very few that walked out alive, totally emaciated, looking like a concentration camp survivor, but walked out alive. There's newspaper articles written about him and all kinds of stuff. He fought for the Union. He gave his health. He offered up his life. So are you telling me that somebody, his descendants, have to pay for something they didn't do? What about the people who lost their lives fighting to free people? Are you telling me that by way of their skin color, that they are just required to pay? It's racist. Ariana Presley is a racist, and these other people are as well. And they use their skin color as a gimmick. And it's sickening, and it's divisive, and it's evil. It is a moral failing on their part to demand reparations. You know, there are people that have suffered. I have a whole chapter about this in my book, Grace Canceled, because I write about all of this. Human history is entirely imperfect and filled with error because humans are entirely imperfect and error prone. You're continuing this pattern by demanding something from people who are not responsible to pay you for something you never endured. And when I look at the backgrounds of some of these lawmakers, you know, like people like Jasmine Crockett and others, and they never experienced the poverty that I grew up with, ever. When I look at Ayanna Pressley's background, I mean, she had a lot of stuff handed to her. She grew up in Chicago. She did Planned Parenthood advertisements. You know, she was able to, you know, build herself. And then she kind of like discounts that and acts like, you know, none of this was available to her. She wouldn't be where she was if these opportunities had not been available. Opportunities that she argues don't exist. It doesn't make any sense. It's evil, and it's a perpetuation of the sin that they accuse others of.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.